good. He just threw 15 up, had three up and downs and 15 pitches in the bullpen. Felt great. And so we'll see how he feels tomorrow. That'll go a long way in determining, you know, what game is next for him. If he feels good tomorrow, then my guess is some point on the road trip.
So, 45 pitches total?
Correct.
Good.
Yeah, similar to what we saw yesterday, a couple days ago.
Big weekend for Edwin Jackson. Not only does he have the start today, but tomorrow is not only his birthday, but the anniversary of his MLB debut 15 years ago. What has he added to your clubhouse this season?
He's added quite a bit. Not only what you see in the performance and the numbers that he put up, but he's one of the leaders of the clubhouse. Gets along with everybody. He's a great resource for how you go about your business. You know, fit into a team very quickly. Doing some of his best work as far as on the pitching end as he had in years. So I think he's pretty inspired by the situation. Just seems to be a perfect fit for us. Yeah, at some point, you know, we'll try to do that. We may end up having another off day tomorrow. But, you know, we played quite a few in a row, and we have some guys here that we feel like could be productive for us off the bench, too. So we'll take a look at it. The hard thing about Ole is giving him a full day based on the fact that if you're ahead, his defense always plays, and, you know, he certainly can give you a pinch hit, too. So I think he's proud of the fact that, you know, he's got a nice run going on. And I always get a little bit of a sideways glance from him when he's not in the lineup to start.
You had a lot of faith in Laureano, but it's been the first goal, you know, he has been successful each time. Do you think could get a hold on that for a long time, or are you going to go back to...
No, it just depends. I mean, he's doing well with it right now. So, you know, we've had quite a few guys in the leadoff spot this year, and we're going to go with the one we think is swinging the bat best at the time and or against the competition we're playing. So, you know, at this point, he seems to do a nice job with it. We'll get Martini back, whether or not he leads it off or not at some point again. We'll see. But Ramon's also shown that he can hit anywhere in the lineup. He stays with the same approach. He's got some power. He's got some speed. So he's doing well enough right now to be in the leadoff spot.
When Nick comes back, right?
That, you know, they were thinking of power as a center fielder of the future.
Has Laureano maybe sort of elbowed his way into that conversation?
We have any number of guys that have a chance to be in our plans. I still think Dustin Fowler is a guy that has a bright future with us. So does Laureano.
Any chance when Nick does come back that you might play Ramon on the corners at all? Left field, right field at all?
With Nick in center?
Yeah.
No, Nick plays the corner.
Okay.
Nick's
Nick
on the left. Yeah,
okay.
Laureano's doing a nice job in center.
All right.
Should we expect Martini and Montas to be back?
Martini tomorrow, Dole tomorrow. I think Montas might be one more day. I think one more day after that. We'll see. Yeah, I mean, the off day helped. We have three games, have another off day. So we'll see how we go. He seems to have, it never looks run down. He did have that little break where he was on the DL because of the hand, but, you know, at some point in time, we have to look at that one again.
When you have Montas back here, you plan to use him as the new system, or are you going to start on his own?
I'm not really sure yet. You know, we'll see what spots open, and, you know, the good thing about him is he's pitched out of the bullpen for us, too. And we do have a number of starters now, and if Brett comes back, we probably have the openings are fewer, so we'll take a look at it.
Marcus Simeon is a guy who played just about every day in a 20-game stretch.
Every day.
Yeah, every day. As far as his consistency, were you happy with it? Obviously, offensively, but also on the defensive side.
Yeah, I mean, the defense, you've seen where he's come from, and, you know, he's as consistent a shortstop really as anybody in the league now, so... The thing about Marcus and days off for Marcus is he works so hard and he's so diligent about keeping himself physically and mentally in the right frame of mind to play every day. He never looks run down. The only days he's had off were for the paternity leave. and other years have played every game, so probably the last guy I worry about. Seems to be able to manage his you know, energy level at shortstop, which is a difficult position to do it. So when we talk about potentially giving some guys some days off, at this point he's not one I'm thinking about.
He said he was stuck with the same approach to the plate for about the last month or so.
Right.
Really fit him with it. Was that differently or the coaching's
a little of both, but I mean, over the course of the season, you play a lot of games, and there are times when you're swinging well and times when you're not. And I think you're always trying to tweak things and trying to find the right mix. It's nice when you can stay with a certain approach consistently for a time, because that means you're probably having some results. But this game is all about adjustments, and times that will pitch you a little bit differently, and you have to make adjustments.
Plan to give both Taylor a start as a catcher anytime
soon? I don't, it's not really in the plans right now. I think, you know, the position that we're in, we'll use our other two, see where it goes. He's gotten into a game, though. It doesn't mean he won't get into a game at some point.
All right. Yep.